CO and CII, line emission of molecular clouds, the impact of stellar feedback and non-equilibrium chemistry, by S. Ebergizio et al. We analyze synthetic CARAT-12CO, CARAT-13CO, and CII emission maps of simulated molecular clouds of the SILCC Zoom project, which include an on-the-fly evolution of H2, Colorado, and C-CARAT+. We use simulations of hydrodynamical and magnetohydrodynamical clouds, both with and without stellar feedback. We introduce a novel post-processing of the C-CARAT+ abundance using Cloudy, to account for further ionization states of carbon due to stellar radiation. We report the first self-consistent synthetic emission maps of CII in feedback bubbles, largely devoid of emission inside them, as recently found in observations. The C-CARAT+ mass is only poorly affected by stellar feedback, but the CII luminosity increases by 50-85% compared to runs without feedback. Furthermore, we investigate the capability of the CO-CII line ratio as a tracer of the amount of H2 in the clouds and their evolutionary stage. We obtain, for both CARAT-12CO and CARAT-13CO, no clear trend of the luminosity ratio, LCO-LCII. It can therefore not be used as a reliable measure of the H2 mass fraction. We note a monotonic relation between LCO-LCII and the H2 fraction when considering the ratio for individual pixels of our synthetic maps, but with large scatter. Moreover, we show that assuming chemical equilibrium results in an overestimation of H2 and CO masses of up to 110 and 30%, respectively, and in an underestimation of H and C-CARAT+ masses of 65 and 7%, respectively. In consequence, LCO would be overestimated by up to 50%, and LC-2 be underestimated by up to 35%. Hence, the assumption of chemical equilibrium in molecular cloud simulations introduces intrinsic errors of a factor of up to approximately 2 in chemical abundances, luminosities and luminosity ratios. This was CO and CII, line emission of molecular clouds, the impact of stellar feedback and non-equilibrium chemistry, by S. Ebergizio et al.